You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrock.
Ooh, we got some doggy drama here. What? Here's what someone wrote into us. They have some issues with a friend and they need some advice. So maybe this is something you can use for your DM Dilemma. My friend lost her job 6 months ago. When it happened, she called and asked if I would take care of her dog. Of course, I said yes. During those 6 months, she never mentioned her dog or wanting him back until about a week ago. She texted me and said she's ready for him to return. I've become very close with him, and since she hasn't mentioned him, I feel like the right place for him to be is with me. I'd rather lose a friend than give my dog back. If she really cared about him, she would have visited him or came to see him.
This is messy. Ooh. She originally said, take care. That doesn't mean keep, right?
Right.
So, but then she has no contact about taking the dog back, and 6 months is a significant amount of time to get, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm probably with a friend on this one. It was originally her dog. She was going through a hard time. I mean, at least she was being smart about it and was like, I want the dog to be taken care of. And she was probably trying to save money. Pets are expensive. 6 months is a long time, but it's still her dog. I think I'm going to have to go with a friend on this one.
Yeah, I don't hate that response, but I'm sort of leaning the other way. You've become emotionally attached to the dog. It's 6 months, a significant amount of time. It's the fact the friend made no effort with her own dog over that period of time while her other friend had the dog.
But
that gets me.
Maybe the friend did that because she didn't want to bring those emotions back with her dog, knowing that she wouldn't be able to care for him.
But most people should have said something, should have kept her up to date. Hey, if I do get another job, I am planning on taking my dog back. She didn't do any of that by the sounds of it, which makes me wonder, was she ever planning on taking the dog back?
I don't know. We don't really have the answer, and I don't think anybody has the answer, but do you have some advice? What would you do in this situation? Are you keeping the dog? Because she's made it pretty clear. She doesn't care about the friend anymore.
The dog's number one priority.
So, yeah, there's obviously a big bond there, but what's the right thing to do? What do you think?
888-431-3764. Let us know. Well, the love of a dog might be the end of a friendship. That's our DM dilemma today. Melissa is not her real name, but she messaged us saying she's upset because her friend said, can you look after my dog? Take care of my dog. I've come across hard times, lost my job just for a while. She had her 6 months. The friend did not say anything about taking her dog back or even try and help out with the dog at any part. And now the friend about a week ago said, hey, things have changed. I want my dog back. She doesn't want to give it back.
All right. 949 Wayne in here says, such a good friend to agree to help, but now you're a bad friend for not wanting to give the dog back. Give the dog back and go find your own puppy to love.
I just disagree with that.
See, and I feel for the owner. I mean, she fell in hard times. She knew she needed some help. The friend agreed to help, knowing that at some point she was going to want the dog back. She didn't say, hey, can you take my dog? She said, hey, can you watch my dog?
It's all fair points. But during that 6 months, don't you try and help out? Try and keep in contact with the dog? Try and do anything to help your friend out? Do any of that?
Maybe it made it harder for her, though. I mean, think about that. The love of a dog, I know if I had to say, hey, can you watch my dog, and I had to see him, that would be kind of tough. So who knows? Maybe that was weighing on her. Hunter in Riverside, who do you think gets the dog?
I think that if the original owner of the dog did not provide for the dog, then she kind of gave up her rights to the dog.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I wonder if she was doing anything to kind of help her. I would doubt it, though, because she lost her job, and it seems like maybe that's one of the reasons she gave the dog to the friend to watch.
Yeah, but I have a dog. I would not let my dog away from me for 6 months.
That's where I'm at with you. And the fact she didn't keep her friend updated, hey, I might be taking the dog back here. Hey, can I come see it? Hey, can I help provide for it? Makes me think, now you want the dog back?
Yeah, because when I got my dog, I knew I had a responsibility.
Right.
You know? So, and if I lost my job, I'm like, well, my dog and I are sticking through it. I'm not going to give up my pupper.
Cody in Riverside, what do you think? Who gets the dog?
So I had a similar predicament. I was getting deployed with the military and I had nobody to watch my dog. So I gave her to my neighbor. And when I came back from deployment, they grew so close to each other where I didn't have the heart to remove the dog from its home. That's its home now. So I believe the the friend should keep the dog, and to have a friend that able to watch a dog for 6 months, friends like that are hard to come by, you know, and I think a friendship is more important. And also the dog, that's its home now. It's what it's used to.
You are an amazing person, and thank you for your service, by the way.
I appreciate it. Appreciate your support.
Yeah, this is very split. Like the 424 here says, it's not her dog. 6 months can't compare to the years the owner had the dog.
Well, we don't know how old the dog is either.
And we don't know how the original owner treated the dog or their relationship at all. There's a lot we don't know.
I like this from Bluebeard at the 323. Says, put the dog in the middle of both of you and then see who he goes to.
Oh, genius. Why didn't we all think of that?
What do you think about the DM dilemma? We need your advice. You can call or text us now at 888-431-3764. Patience when it comes to watching a dog, because that's what the DM dilemma today is all about. Melissa, or I'm sorry, not Melissa. No, her name is Melissa, is writing to us, letting us know that she has been watching her friend's dog for the last 6 months.
Yep.
Her friend lost her job, asked, hey, can you watch my dog? She did it. Now the friend wants the dog back. But Melissa says there wasn't a lot of contact in those last 6 months, and she feels like the dog should be hers now.
Yeah, I think Melissa has a point, but the 951 doesn't. In my opinion, the whole reason the friend had her watch the dog was because she couldn't. That was made clear. If she never wanted the dog back, she should have surrendered it. I feel like the original owner should get the dog back.
And I feel like it should go back to the owner as well.
She think that?
Yeah, she fell on hard times. She asked her friend for help. Her friend stepped up and did help. I mean, I don't know. You grow a connection, which I get, you know, Melissa texting in saying that she has a connection with this dog, but it wasn't her dog.
Let me ask you this one question. Why didn't she at least go see her dog?
Maybe it was too tough for her.
Well, that's... then the dog gets attached to the other person.
I don't know. We have another Melissa, though, that's holding right now. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
Well, I used to be in the grooming and training world, so a lot of time after 30 days, if there's no contact, they're not helping, feeding the dog or anything, it's considered abandonment, unless they were paying or, you know, visiting or doing something.
That's funny because we got a text message that said if the friend really wants a dog back, then she should have to pay for everything up until that point. So for the last 6 months, food, vet bills, do you think that would level the playing field?
Maybe. The friend would have to definitely have a discussion about it, but it could help make the blow a little less hard because that's a lot of money to put into someone else's pet that's not even yours.
It's true.
I agree.
Yeah. Jim in Lake Elsinore, what do you think about the DM dilemma? Who gets the dog?
Okay, this is super simple. According to the information, they're supposed to be friends, and so they need to communicate and work it out. But the person that took care of the dog for the friend should probably offer, hey, if I can keep the dog, let's you and I go to the pound or go adopt a dog for you. I want to do that for your help, helping me take care of my dog. Let me get you a dog to replace them, and everybody's happy. They can go to the dog park, they can share memories and that kind of stuff, and all's good.
So you think the owner gets the dog back, but she's going to help the friend find her new forever pet?
Exactly that. The owner should say thank you for taking care of my dog in kind of an awkward situation. We can now take our dogs together and do stuff.
Is there a chance that that she'll say, I don't want to train another dog. I've had this dog. I'm emotionally attached to this dog. I don't want another dog.
That's something they'd have to work out. You raise a good question. That's just part of the conversation that would be have to had. So, but yeah, I don't think I have an answer for that.
Well, Jim, that's a great suggestion because somebody actually texted that in too. And I love that they texted in and said, why don't the friends go together to K-Frog's Fur Fest to get a new pet, because all the adoption fees are weighed coming up October 19th.
Well, there you go. That solves everything, doesn't it?
I was like, okay.
Thanks to us. It's K-Frog.
Yes. So maybe the friend needs to go to kfrog.com and get the details on that. But what do you think about this? Who is the rightful owner of the dog? We want to hear from you.
888-431-3764. Hey, give us a call or you can text. Well, let's do our best to work this DM dilemma out before it ends up in litigation. Melissa's upset. Her friend said to her, can you take my dog for a period of time because she lost her job and couldn't support the dog anymore. Melissa said, that's fine. During that time, Melissa's friend had no contact with the dog. After 6 months, she came back and said, hey, I want my dog back. After having no contact with the dog, Melissa said, you ain't getting the dog back. What does she do?
Yeah, there's definitely some tension between these friends. I think it's safe to say they're not friends anymore.
No.
Kim and Beaumont, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Okay, the friend needs to give the dog back, because that's like saying if you were going to like rehab or you're going somewhere and you're asking, hey, can you watch my child for 6 months while I get better? And then you're better and then she wants to keep your kid. Like, you can't keep the kid. You got to give the kid back, so you got to give the dog back. You know what I'm saying? It's their dog. It's their property.
Right, but she couldn't afford the dog anymore. She didn't go to rehab or get deployed where she couldn't actually see the dog, and she made no effort to see the dog. That's where I'm a little...
But maybe it'd be too traumatic for her and the dog to see each other, knowing that they can't be together right now.
Yeah, I feel like there are a lot of emotions that are entangled in this, from the original owner to the friend now that's texting in, and then even the dog.
Right. What we know is their relationship's never going to be the same, whatever happens out of this.
No, Melissa even said, I'm willing to give up my friend over this dog. Scott in Riverside, what do you think?
I think that a deal is a deal, unless she warned her ahead of time that she was going to change the deal, then how do you not give somebody back their dog? What if the dog has been with them for 5 years and they need help with their friend, they agree to it, and then all of a sudden when you get your stuff back together, they want to keep your dog? It doesn't kind of make any sense to me.
I would agree with you, Scott. I feel like, yeah, the original deal was, will you watch my dog, not will you take my dog? And, you know, Melissa agreed to it, not knowing how long it would be, so... Sorry, if it was 6 months, you agreed to it as a friend.
Either way, I think this is fair as well, the 909 says. I think the owner should pay everything up until now. That's only fair. Animals cost a lot of money, their family members as well. I understand times are hard, but I mean your friend stepped up.
Well, one thing's for sure. Be careful who you ask to watch your dog when you go to Stagecoach.